Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On March 19, Pope Francis had this to say: "A war is always, always the defeat of humanity, always. There is no such thing as a just war. They do not exist." Now, Breitbart commented as follows: "It is not clear how the Pope's assertion that just wars do not exist squares with the Catholic teaching on just wars. The Catechism of the Catholic Church lays out a series of conditions necessary to justify the use of military force, summoning up the teachings articulated by St. Augustine of Hippo and St. Thomas Aquinas. It states that the damage inflicted by the aggressor on the nation or community of nations must be lasting, grave, and certain. All other means of putting an end to it must have shown to be impractical or ineffective. There must be serious prospects of success, and the use of arms must not produce evils and disorders graver than the evil to be eliminated." But let me ask you, would those elements I just listed justify a war? And the answer is no. And so even though, contrary to Catholic teaching, the Pope is absolutely right in stating that wars fought by humans can never be just, and we have addressed this issue at length in our free booklet, Should You Fight in War?, which you might want to order a copy off. Pope Francis also had this to say on March 27. "Faced with the danger of self-destruction, let humanity understand that the time has come to abolish war, to erase it from human history before it erases man from history." But sadly, humanity has by no means understood that the time has come to abolish war. In fact, the opposite is true. We will soon face World War III, also called the Great Tribulation, when a terrible nuclear war will be fought, threatening the very survival of mankind. Remember what Jesus Christ has said: "Unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved alive." Nobody would survive. Of course, he went on to say that the days would be shortened. But how? How will we experience the end of war? Now notice the solution which Pope Francis gives us. The Associated Press wrote on March 25, "Pope Francis prayed for peace in Ukraine to the Madonna, or the Virgin Mary, in a ceremony Friday that harked back to a century-old apocalyptic prophecy about peace and Russia that was sparked by purported visions of the Virgin Mary to three peasant children in Fatima, Portugal, in 1917. And then the article goes on to say that according to later writings by Lucia, one of the three peasant girls or children, Russia would be converted and peace would reign if the Pope and all the bishops of the world consecrated Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, and this consecration was allegedly fulfilled, as Francis had invited bishops, priests, and even ordinarily faithful around the world to join him in the consecration. And then the article goes on to say, the text of Francis' prayer read, "Therefore, Mother of God and our Mother, to your Immaculate Heart we solemnly entrust and consecrate ourselves, the Church, and all humanity, especially Russia and Ukraine." And it adds, "Grant that war may end and peace spread throughout the world." But you see, my friends, this is not the solution. Praying to the Virgin Mary is not the solution. You see, Mary, the true Mary, the mother of Jesus, is in her grave. She is dead. She is waiting for the resurrection from the dead to inherit eternal life. She cannot do anything for you. And so the Bible says very clearly that we should not pray to anyone but God. Whatever and whomever those three peasant children saw, it was not the Mary of the Bible. So, none of that is a solution. Here is the solution, the only solution. Here is how those days will be shortened. Here is how wars will cease. I'd like to read again from our free booklet, Should You Fight in War? And that is what we say. God will send Jesus Christ back to this earth to end all wars. Psalm 46, verse 9. In the kingdom of God, the government of God under the rulership of Christ on this earth, man will not learn to fight in war anymore. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 4. Christ is called the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And we are told that the increase of his peace, there will be no end. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7. So what should we do? We should pray to God the Father to bring about the only solution for the ending of war, for the survival of mankind. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.